close your eyes, watch your breath. The word for meditation is bhavana, which means to develop. We're trying to develop good qualities in the mind. We do that by focusing them in one place and making sure it stays there. While you're doing that, you're developing mindfulness, alertness, a quality called ardency, which means you're really putting an effort into doing it right because you realize that if the mind doesn't get trained, you're going to be putting yourself to all kinds of trouble. Ardency comes out of that sense of danger, the realization that your actions really do have an impact on what you're going to be experiencing. So you have to choose your actions with care, because otherwise you suffer. It's just as simple as that. So you really ought to focus on developing these qualities, because these are the qualities that become your refuge, that protect you from the danger. When unskillful ideas come up, okay, if you have good qualities of mind, they'll notice them and say, no, we don't go there. We have better places to go. And you do it with skill, so you're not just repressing things, but you're actually sorting things out in the mind. As for good thoughts that may be coming up, okay, they don't really cause any harm, but they can be tiring, which is why the mind needs to rest. Because when the mind is tired, then it's very easy for it to give in to its unskillful impulses. And so we give the mind a place to rest with the breath. So this is our exercise for the mind. Instead of moving around a lot, the mind exercises by staying still. There's a certain amount of movement protecting the stillness. But it's actually by keeping the mind still that you gain strength. It's the opposite with the body. With the body, you've got to use it, you've got to move around in order for the body to stay strong. But with the mind, it gains its strength by being still. So you want to strengthen the mind, strengthen all the good qualities. This is why we practice meditation every day. Because you want to make sure your mind is always in good shape, because you never know when you're going to be challenged by difficult situations. So you try to keep your mind in top shape all the time.